to fall in line with their emotions. It's not. Look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
Hey! Why I gotta fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
Surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chunks.
What's up, savages? Terrence Bob here with another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is live in the lair. Yeah, I got to say that way. Now, we're going to put out the usual safety briefing to you guys out there, especially you. If you're offended, please move along. This is not for you. We will try harder. This is a man's show where we make fun of crazy stuff and talk a bunch of crap and drink beer, sometimes harder liquor, but I don't know if we're going to do that today. We're going to start off the show with the Pledge of Allegiance, so into the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's get ready with this Wheel of Woe stuff here.
So here's the thing. You've got the wrong mic on.
I do.
The mic you're talking into is the camera mic.
Ah, that's why. Let's see if we can unfuck this.
Yeah. We're going to unfuck in real time. Because
I don't know what happened. It was working earlier.
Yeah.
You've got the wrong shoestring mic. Budget shit.
Hmm? Yeah. There we go.
Let's check audio. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Microphone. There you go.
All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're not going to repeat it, though.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Somebody said it sounds like you're in the back of a public bathroom in the furthest stall. And I said he is. At a rest stop.
Oh, God.
On 75 in Georgia.
So that was the official Redonkulous Pop restroom voice. Hope
yeah,
you enjoyed that.
It was as soon as I heard it, I knew what was going on to it. I'm like, oh, he's on a roll. I'm not going to stop.
Well, it was working earlier, but shoestring budget. We got cameras quitting. We got
we had a hell of a start to the show. I lost my internet. There you go.
All right,
Billy Von Bomb. You need to do a skit of pop talking into a Pringles can, and that doesn't work, so he just fills it with shit.
Stop it.
Okay, Guadalajara is shut down. We're going to go with the whole white liberal women in Mexico for Wheel of Woe this evening because we got a couple of good ones. Here we go.
My downstairs, and it was first happening. My daughter and I saw nobody on the street, and somebody said that the owner of the Airbnb said that we should, stay put, but we're not good rule followers. So we were starving, and we went and walked to find this restaurant. Nobody's on the street, except we did pass this one couple who had some food and we asked them where they got it. We get to the restaurant. They said we had to come inside. They were closing the restaurant, but do a photo shoot. So I'll share some of those.
This is how dummies die.
We're good. We have no idea when we're going to get out of Guadalajara. But it's always an exciting adventure.
Her's not in the video, but it is clear that she should be.
All right. The white wheel. Stand by. I don't want to knock my beer over. That is right on the money.
That is pretty fucking established.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next.
Next.
It's possible. It's quite. She's in Guadalajara with her daughter, not her husband. So.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All these dumbasses get divorced. This is the reasons wheel, which is on my first of all, if you look at her neck, you'll see that her vagina lips have grown up her chest and are hanging off her neck.
Right. Yeah, she's still looking for young Pedro, though, just how it is. But yeah, the absolute hubris. But she's looking for some young guy to bang while she's in Mexico just because they're nasty like that. She's probably a school teacher.
Yeah, yeah. It seems to be a really good profession for crazies.
Yeah. Okay, and child.
Okay, so yes, I just got up to my room. My phone's about dead, and the last thing I'm going to be is stranded in Mexico without a charged phone. So, usual anymore, and I just went to do room service, and I feel like I'm back in my room fairly early for those to, like, realize that's all you
need. War zone, you dumb bitch. You're in a fucking war zone.
She really doesn't get it. She's worried about her fucking room service and booze.
And these are the people who want to kill. Holy crap.
Less than 12 hours in.
Wow.
And this is this is their state of mind.
Yeah.
Holy. Oh, my God.
Nine.
Must.
Got to text that to me. General Cuntitis. That's going in the book.
You put that on the Wheel of Woe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you are. Well, I definitely got to put that on the Papanomicon because it didn't make the list.
Okay.
My memory's terrible.
This one's pretty obvious. This is a case of sex too young.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
she's
we should have
worn out and game. Unable to make attachments.
No, no. We should have another game where, like, people, like, pick the numbers, the three numbers for the night for each
string budget. We don't have any money.
There's no fucking money, man. Two.
Strong and independent until the room service.
Flop. That's two.
My God.
That's 2-3 out of threes.
That is 2-3 out of threes, which admittedly is in fact a little unusual, but we'll go with that. Another winner who has discovered that all of her flights are gone, and how is she going to survive without any flights?
You're not going to. Here we go.
Okay, so I just got a text from an airline that said that their basic crew at least February 26th due to civil unrest.
That's today.
Okay.
I might be here a lot longer than I thought.
They cannot process the fact that their vacation isn't important to anybody.
Listen, this is what I would do if I was down there. Go across the Gulf of America into Texas or whatever and get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Figure out a way out.
You need to get the hell out of it because you're going to die.
Yeah.
All right. The white wheel.
There's no white wheel. It seems to come with.
All right.
Being raised by entitled people, which is fucking abusive. I know my mother was extremely entitled.
Well, listen, I mean, they always have the victim mindset.
But that comes from somewhere.
Yes, I know. They're fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Dude, and these are people who vote.
Yes, that's terrifying.
They have no idea what they're voting for. They're, 14.
Nine?
Nine! This is the reasons, Will. I would be freaking out.
Well, we know what's going on, though.
Yeah.
For her, this is like, oh my God, I can't get my latte. What's wrong?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm getting a fuck
out. And that she's in danger. She literally does not understand that she is in danger.
And listen, people like that will not know they're in danger, even when they're lining you up against a wall because you're a useful idiot.
This can't happen to me syndrome.
Yeah, well, this can't really be happening. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm getting lined up for my next vagina I got to exit out of.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. This one is convinced that everything is okay because Costco is open.
But turns out all the fumes were actually just from all the cars that were set on fire. So this is what it looks like today.
Huh. Yes.
Pretty the cars. Uh-huh. All
You're
of them.
In danger.
My goodness. And that's
Costco's fine. It's just the car.
This is what you get when you allow women to vote. These people vote. Holy shit. All right.
Oh, my God, dude.
Uh-huh.
I cannot even.
One.
PMS.
All right.
It's a possibility here because she's going to Costco for something. So,
wasn't there a second value for
wheel number one?
All right.
The vagina wheel.
This is the vagina wheel?
Yeah.
I think she's just stupid.
No, I think she is overwhelmed. You've probably seen this before. I know I've seen this. Shuts down and pretends everything is normal.
You're absolutely correct. Yes, I've seen that. I have seen that.
Fine. Yeah.
Some of the female nurses in Abu Ghraib as we're getting more. Uh-oh. Got an imbalance. Something going on here.
Oh, got to tighten the screw.
I hope it doesn't fall off.
All the cars are burned, but the Costco is fine.
So I'd say this is 11 and a half out of 12.
That's not bad. That's not bad. We have this one late yesterday and had to include it.
All right.
Because she's special. We will be doing an episode about septum jumpers soon.
For anyone who ever built the old style, the jump over common sense and logic in their thinking meat.
And go straight to emotions and drama.
Yes. Emotions and drama.
Right. And the larger the septum jumper ring, the more melodramas.
Exclusively date young, hot women. I am the young, hot woman trying to date your dad. Let me tell you something. Most of you will not be pulling young, hot women when you're 40. You will be bald. You will have a beer belly. For money, I've got some really bad news for you. You're not going to be getting the bad bitches you want.
I know lots of guys. Lots of guys who are like maybe a 5 or 6 in the looks factor. Mm-hmm. And I see it done all the time.
I was in my late 30s when I was in Santa Monica. And I carry myself like a senior NCO. When I was there, and I had like 20-year-olds hitting on me because they thought I was somebody. They didn't know the second they found out that I had nothing that when all bets were off. But
yes, I know that's usually how that works.
The hitting did happen. They were easily 10 years, 20 years younger than me.
Uh-huh. The white wheel.
Yeah.
I just love the sound this makes. 6.
Overspender. Count on it.
Yes.
Count on it. 110%. She is a fucking overspender.
Mm-hmm. Man, we're pretty on fire tonight with these. 9?
Girl bossing too hard.
Yeah? Wow. We keep rolling a lot of 9s.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I could hear the wobble in there.
Yeah, there's a wobble.
Yeah.
10.
Haunted by dicks of the past.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee. You, that's what's going on there.
Wow, that's 5. That's like we got what 14 and a half out of 15 on this.
14 and a half out of 15 tonight,
dude. That is, I think that's a new record.
You, that's haunted by dicks of the past, right there.
Yes,
that's haunted. One last look at contestant number 5. You can see it in her face. The eyes are already dead.
Yeah, well, she's got the thousand cock stare.
Yeah, she has the thousand cock stare.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to move. I'm going to switch positions.
Oh, roger that.
Moving.
Changing cameras. Moving over there. Putting this thing here.
All right.
Now we're going to start this one off with a stand-up comedian who hit it out of the fucking park this evening. This is one of the funniest things I have ever seen a stand-up comedian do.
I dated a liberal for a while, which was weird. A liberal chick will fuck a complete stranger without a condom, as long as he wears a mask. Are you on the standing men's jokes? You got that liberal face on you. Is she always like this? Can you just turn around? Can you just turn it around?
He gassed that bitch hard.
That was great.
Oh, my God. He gassed her hard.
That was a good one.
That's funny. She'll fuck anybody as long as they're wearing a mask. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. That was good.
What's better than that is when she gets caught cheating and the guy doesn't. He just goes and tells her family because she's from a traditional Catholic family.
Hang on. I got to tell my story.
Okay.
So when my shit imploded from my Mirage, mm-hmm. Because that's what it was. I had, come home from Iraq. I had a TBI and I was out of it. I was not doing well, mm-hmm. But it took a couple of years. And then one day I just woke up and it was like the whole world was back in focus. And then my, my spidey sense was going, hey, Papa, there's something going on here. You should probably start paying attention because shit and things and reasons. Mm-hmm. So, I checked some emails. I put a key logger on the computer. I saw some suspicious shit. I went to 20th Group, which was my Special Forces National Guard unit, which was, in Illinois at the time. Told my team daddy what was going on, and he was just like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll take it out supply, and you decide for the stuff. And I'm like, what stuff is this? He goes, oh, we got a whole kit for this, because this happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, I tracked the car I own from space because we had our own DOD satellite for this shit.
No, we don't.
Well, not anymore.
We did, but we lost it in a boating accident.
Yeah, well, I had to give everything back. But, I listened to conversations through windows. It just had all kinds of high-grade spy gear in there.
People would shit if they knew the capabilities we had.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. I found out, shit was going on. And so I took the overlay, the map with the time of where she was. And I had the hotel receipt and I had three black and white photos from the security cam that the manager gave me without a warrant because, he was cool.
He can give them to you. He can give them to you all goddamn day. And those are admissible in court.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do anything nefarious to obtain them.
But the thing is, I wrote up like this 3-page fucking letter. I put all that evidence in there and I mailed a hard copy to everyone who signed the marriage registry when we got married. So her entire family got this report. And then anyone else that I had, if I had an email on them, I emailed that out as well.
Wow.
You want to talk about nuking some shit from orbit, man?
That's carpet bombing right there, baby.
Well, you're going to, she fucked my life up. I was living in the street, fuck, dude. All's fair in love and war.
Yeah.
I was living out of my car. Sorry. Not out of the street.
Okay. Here we go.
Are you serious? You seriously called my entire family, said I cheated on you? My brother is getting married this weekend.
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
What do you mean? My family doesn't even want me to come. You know how religious they are? They think that this is like the biggest deal in the world.
It is.
I didn't even cheat on you. I have a Tinder account that I've not even talked to anybody on.
That's not what they think.
I was supposed to be in the wedding.
I guess we don't have to deal with
that. You are the most selfish person. Are you kidding me?
I think you're the most selfish person.
I didn't even do anything, Matt.
I'm just a cheating whore.
It's a Tinder. Matt. It's nothing.
Well, so after you're married for 10 years and getting on Tinder, that you can do that?
This is my family. This is our brother's wedding.
Yep. Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that before getting on there. Straw man. Your husband.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
You're making this about you.
Reversal.
I can't even go to the wedding anymore. I'm not even in it. I can't even take my kids.
Well, that sucks for you.
Just you being completely selfish.
Negath loses her shit after you expose her infidelity to the in-laws. She's 36? Oh, no.
Yeah, that may, she's also done. So that's tragic. I feel so bad for her. Anyway, what is it that makes them think they can just, you don't do that? No, male or female, you should not be doing that shit.
No, man. Here's the thing. Like, when I found out what was going on with my former wife, it was absolutely devastating. I mean, I was wrecked.
Yeah.
For like a year, man.
Yeah, I was fucked up too, dude. I found a pair of boxers.
Yeah.
That were clearly not my boxers.
Yep. Once the trust is gone, it's not coming back. And don't even, and listen, if you're one of those guys out there who's like, well, you should go to marriage counseling. Listen, that's a concentration camp that you're going to pay for, and you're going to get whipped and tortured, and everything is your own goddamn fault. Don't even waste your time.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have the queen of maximum overcock.
Ah, overcocking.
Bonnie Blue herself, and away we go.
That is a pretty, like, it's like half pink, half white. Kind of looks like a drumstick, actually. Guys, yeah, definitely pregnant, like, fully pregnant. So I'm going to have to chat GBT what to do next, because I'm actually not quite sure. I don't know.
I think there's a baby in there. This is my front scan.
I don't know why it says BBL though.
Oh, and guys, my doctors have agreed to wear blue skin vests.
Hello.
So, look at me. And I can't quite find anything, but I'll let you know if that changes.
What a weirdo.
One second.
What, is that the baby?
That is a baby.
That's actually crazy. What, can we hear the heartbeat or...?
It's too early to hear the heartbeat.
That poor kid, man.
Actually pregnant. So, Bonnie Blue's breeding mission. Turns out it was actually a success. Is it just one baby or two babies?
Okay. The guys who made the Autobahn consult her on how to lay that much pavement.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have 500 miles of cock run through her over a lifetime. She did it in an afternoon. How is her uterus able to... That has got to be the most pounded, sanded uterus on the planet.
That uterus was beat up more than a speed bag at a boxing gym.
And like, that's not even a joke. That really happened.
All right. Now,
oh my God.
If she carries this kid to term, that poor child is going to be tormented because of this forever.
Yes. He will never, ever live a normal life.
Or even if it's a girl.
Yeah.
Ruined.
Yeah. From that to something a little more cheerful and happy. Let's go for a little bit more cheerful and happy. Let's drive over some fucking power lines.
All right.
And he's going over the fucking power lines. What are you fucking doing, you fucking idiot, dude?
He'll learn. Wow.
He drove over live power lines.
Wow.
Pro tip, do not do that. The only thing saving him right now is those rubber tires on the road. Hopefully that power line did not jump up and touch any metal on that vehicle, because if it did, there's a very good chance he's dead inside pressing that gas pedal.
And if it catches on fire, good luck getting out of that vehicle.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those things you just don't... Look, leave live power lines alone.
Yeah, you don't screw with that shit.
Never touch live power lines. Never touch the SSRIs.
Yes. And listen, if... you're in a lightning storm.
Yeah. Don't go
get low and be slow because you might just get cooked.
Yeah. Yep.
Electricity is no joke, man. I have seen transformers hit by lightning explode.
Yeah, me too. We had a pine tree hit right behind our house, not 75 feet away, it was 75 feet away, and it exploded.
Wow.
Which was pretty impressive. And if you're in a hail storm, find a corner, put your back to that corner, and don't move. The hail storm will pass.
The hail storm?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
You've seen hail storms.
Yeah, yeah.
Bridal parties.
Oh, yeah.
Sorority parties. That's a hail storm.
A hail storm?
Yeah. Put your back in a corner and don't move. Do not make eye contact. Now, let's take it even a step further and let's deliberately drunk drive. This is a good one. I found this and I was like, other than the obvious criminal consequences, I almost want to give this a try. The music is safe, by the way. Somebody put the track on.
Hell yeah.
0.50.
Fuck, I wired this thing in backwards. You need to be drunk as fuck to drive it.
That guy's an asshole. Seems safe.
This guy might not be as drunk as he is portraying himself to be, but it's just funny as shit.
Dude. Is this like Tennessee or something?
It must be. It's got to be.
This is some redneck land shit. This is red trash activities.
This is definitely red trash activities. I want to point out the inside of the vehicle. This is like mid 80s, maybe even early. Could be early 90s. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't seen red velour in a car in a while.
Yeah, that's good shit right there.
Yeah.
That's good shit. Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably not quite as drunk as he's portraying himself to be, though, because those are some good slides.
Yeah, but he had one of the machines that you're supposed to blow zero or the car won't start, but it started.
Yeah, it wired backwards.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. He was doing some good slides.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not easy to control. You took that course, didn't you? You went to
Griffin Group, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Personal security detail schools, like 10 days long. I think I totaled 3 cars.
We had a couple of guys who went to that. They weren't us. They weren't the SIGINT guys, but they were guys in our task.
Our 20th group paid for it.
Yeah.
I totaled 3 cars. We had a bunch of paintball fights. I got maced in the face. I got pepper sprayed. I got tased. That sucked, but.
Yeah, that's good shit.
It's a long 5 seconds.
Now, there's a fashion designer in France who's been around for a little while. Her name is Michelle Lamy. And, well.
Oh, no. Oh, look at those hands.
A lot of years.
God damn.
She's like 82, dude, and she's still walking around like this.
Well, God. All right, good for her.
Holy Jesus on a bicycle.
Maybe her rings are cutting off circulation, or it's diabetes.
I checked into it. Her fingers have been that way for decades. She apparently has just been continuously subjecting herself to henna.
After effects of frostbite.
I thought she was going all gangrene.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, drive on, woman. You're 82. You're obviously at the...
Has to borrow fucks just to go out in public. If she's going to need...
No. She's all fucked out. Nobody's even loaning her any give a fucks.
Yeah.
She's burning up on give a damns. That's all she has left.
None of those left as it is.
Yeah, she's running on fumes, man.
I can actually make it worse.
Oh, please do.
I will
make it
worse.
All right, hang on. Before you even hit play,
yeah,
she's got the SSRIs. Is this even a chick or a dude? Yeah. Oh, it's a trans.
The details of complications post-vaginoplasty surgery make you uncomfortable. It's time to scroll on. I underwent peritoneal to the imagination how it might have happened, but I suddenly became quite sore every time that I did have to dilate. This was accompanied by bleeding, which was a little concerning as I hadn't been bleeding for a couple of months before this, as well as some really quite bad smelling discharge. I did actually get quite anxious about the whole thing and ended up contacting my GP about. I did a swab test on myself, which they then sent off to check for any potential infections. I was also in touch with my surgeon, who told me that and that my symptoms weren't completely unusual for someone along the recovery as far as myself. Even around a month later, it was still really uncomfortable, like I was tearing open a fresh wound, or that it was potentially hypergranulation maybe. And this was all in the run-up to my video shoot in Turkey, which put even more pressure on this to tell me what was going on. We are now another month on, and you'll be relieved to know that I'm no longer experiencing any of these symptoms.
All right, so that is just, like, literally, they're cutting a wound between your legs where your penis used to be, and they literally, like, shove the skin back
and use a section of your own intestine to simulate a vaginal canal.
Yeah, and you have to, like, keep the things stretched open because some way to, like, fix a mental disorder is mutilate their body. I mean, this is so insane.
Yeah, it is the most...
No winners or losers. You get rid of the bullies. You have a bunch of teachers who are crazy females that were brought up in...
Close the asylums.
Yeah, and we close the asylum. Pass laws so they can groom your child to be trans, take you to get surgery or get treatment and never tell your parents.
But another one, a female who thinks it's a male killed her parents. Yeah, it was it's holy, not great.
Holy smoking Joe Frazier.
It was not great. But wait, there's more. This is Endgame. This is in my opinion, this is where that thing ends.
Anastasia.
Jesus. This is so disturbing.
But they refuse to give up the dresses and stuff.
Listen, we've always had men that like to dress like women. They're called, transvestites.
Cross-dressers. It's a cross-dressers. Ed Wood liked to wear women's clothing.
Yeah, whatever. Women. Okay, I got it. And it's... niche market.
Yes.
And this is just getting out of control, man. Yeah. And yeah, do you think this individual is going to be a productive citizen? I don't think so.
This thing? No. It could be a closet weirdo. That's a definite possibility. It could be a closet weirdo. But let's shake back to normal here and get something.
He said he had sexual intercourse with a dead deer. Mm-hmm. So the man was identified as Alan Osborne, and officials with the Central City Police Department say Osborne covered in the deer's fur and blood, and he was taken to the Muhlenberg County Detention Center. Officials say he was charged with sexual crimes against animals.
If the animal's dead,
because it is a dead animal after all,
and you know who I really feel sorry for?
Yeah,
you want to know who I really feel sorry for? The public defender. Yeah.
Somebody else take this case. Why did I draw this case?
That's nuts.
It's better than the previous three.
That is disturbing as fuck, bro.
It is. That is seriously disturbing shit.
I could have went the rest of my life
without
seeing that or hearing about it.
No, yeah. I absolutely 100% hear you. We're going to dial back the crazy a little bit and reach for the bottle of stupid.
Okay.
Let's go for that.
What? What? Oh, they're two chicks. Okay.
But you can turn it sideways and do this, but meanwhile.
They could have just rolled it. They don't have to carry it. All right. I'm just going to say it right now. I don't need a man.
Yeah.
A dude would be like, okay. All right. All right. Yeah. There's a door.
Nobody would have even discussed it. The thing would have just gone through the garage door.
Yeah, like a two-second thing. Like, yeah, just carry it around. If it won't roll, just carry it around the garage door opener. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Wow. It wouldn't have even been a discussion.
And here's the thing.
That had to happen at all.
Is that garage head? I'm just asking questions here.
Wait. When does an education equate to intelligence of late?
I stand corrected.
Sorry.
You are correct.
Now, this next one is a woman behaving badly, and in this particular case...
Oh, it's one of those.
It is one of those. My mouse decided to take a nap. There we go.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, and he's exactly right. He is exactly right.
Now, gentlemen, remember when I tell you guys to, when you go to a woman's house, to open the medicine cabinet and take pictures of all the medications?
Yes.
Because this woman is clearly on some type of SSRI or some other psychotic. She'd quit taking the pills? I don't know. But you have to understand, in current year, with Cult of the Cunt in charge of the courts, if he did not film this, all she had to do was call the cops, say he hit her, plus he'll go to jail, probably lose his job, and have a permanent blemish on his record.
Yeah, and she'll own all of his shit.
Yeah, so it is, listen, gentlemen, this is no joke.
That's a real serious one.
Do not let these, don't do it. If you want to go over there and hang out for a day or two and not get, don't do that, but I understand the penis will shift you into dumb gear. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
So... be wary, gentlemen.
This is how off the rails. Let's walk into the wall.
Yep.
She really
hit that hard.
Hit that wall with her face and her mouth. She was trying to make the turn. I think she ran at that wall.
No. I think she was trying to make the turn, but she's too gravitationally challenged. Yeah. And, she didn't have enough friction on her feet. And missed the turn and, basically bounced her face off.
Yikes, man. It's a whole brand new barrel of monkeys right there.
Now, listen. I have friends of mine who are divorced now. And one of them was married twice. And his
one around here.
Let's see. Nothing does
when you're 20.
Yeah, nothing does the great cheetah flips on the peg D than the crazy slot C. But obviously, when that wears...
is an example of entitlement coupled with obliviousness coupled with what the fuck. Right? Obviously, in America, there's an American stop sign we got up there.
Is she suffering from scoliosis?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Go well. She's new. Yeah, she's moving it.
Both hands. Kind of transition occurred. What was that transition? She transitioned herself into the victim state.
She's correct. Wow. Luckily, nobody died.
Yes.
She only damaged her car and a mailbox.
Yeah. A road sign, but yeah.
Yeah. A road sign mailbox. Easily fixed. Mm-hmm. But, her insurance might not cover this.
Yep, probably will not. Also, she will not be able to get insurance.
Now, okay, listen. I don't text and drive.
Nope.
Occasionally, I'll put on. Yeah, when I drive, I do put on like podcasts, like queries, and occasionally I'll hit the skip on a commercial. But
right,
I don't. This is so irresponsible.
Yeah,
and again.
We're pretty much at that point also. I'd like to point out also that Pop and I both spent time in a world where we were expected to be listening to shit while doing shit.
Yes.
We were. Okay.
I can't tell how many times you're like driving around Iraq and you got the.
God. But usually you've got a TC and both people are listening to the radio chatter, so things don't go quite as bad as they could. Here, 7 years ago today, I married.
7 years ago today, I married my husband that I had.
I'm the victim.
For a couple months prior, the year before, so in 2024, I had an affair, and it was discovered last year in 2025.
Cue the
affair and divorce, and I just kind of want an outlet, and so I intend to use this as an outlet. I blocked all my family and friends.
7/13/21/24 are the punch out years. The average marriage lasts roughly 8 years. 70% of the time it's filed by the woman, and 90% of the time if she's college educated. 85% to 80% of the time she will get custody of those children, and the man will pay, if he's a middle aged individual, anywhere from $800 to $1,200, maybe $1,500 in child support, medical and dental, plus daycare. So there you go. Wow.
And you get a woman. There are good women out there. I am blessed and fortunate enough to be freaking married to one of those. Those women who actually fucking gets it.
All right.
Are women more privileged than men? Yes, they are. And it's not protection, free drinks, doors opened for them, etc. And a man. He's invisible until he proves that he can provide, protect, perform, pay. Pregnant, her body, her choice, my dudes. End of story. Do you want the kid? Doesn't matter. Don't want it? Doesn't matter. 18 years of child support slammed on you for years and discover that it's not yours later. Oh. Court in many places still force you to pay until 18 years.
Slavery.
Late. You're screwed. One day she wakes up unhappy, files for divorce, no proof needed.
Wait, what did she say?
She wakes up unhappy.
Oh, that sounds familiar, Pop.
Yeah, that's actually the code word.
Custody most of the time, years of child support, and many times a lifetime use you with zero consequences. Yeah. She can claim assault, abuse, rape, online to the police and in court. And if it's proven a total lie, she gets a little slap on the wrist. But you lose your job, your reputation, your sanity. And men only. Most workplace deaths, men. Most homeless, men. Huh? Suicide rate 4 times higher. Well, men.
Yeah.
The double stash. Woman cheats. She was just unhappy. He failed. The bottom line is women get safety nets, sympathy, legal advantages, social worship, and endless help. Men don't. That is just the truth.
Holy smoke. Did she go all the way through?
Didn't find this. They just have to.
Yeah,
look on the internet, man. We've been doing this for almost 2 decades, so that's why I know it, like, you know, in the back of my fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the male-female dynamic. So I'll give her a little bit of a mulligan on that one.
All right.
But everything else, man, she was right dead to fuck nuts on. All of that stuff, I meant because she was foolish enough to give specific dates instead of just saying he beat me.
Okay.
She said he beat me on these days.
And went to a church.
Yes.
Stood up in front of God, your friends, and everyone and said, I will protect you till I die.
Yes.
And then she could turn around.
Yeah.
I don't even fuck around anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm retired. Now I'm done. Nah.
Yeah. We don't need any of that anymore.
Now I'm good. I'm all filled up on that. Yeah.
Yep.
Not going back. I'm good.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Let's go back on Thought Patrol.
Okay.
Things like, oh, F girls are but like, I'm a virgin.
I what? Know. Like, do you collab with guys, though?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, oh, here so we then go. How are you a virgin?
Because it's for work. I'm filming. It's like, it's kind of like a tax write-off. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. What? Yeah. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Oh, my fucking length. Can we make podcast equipment more expensive so motherfuckers like this can't get a hold of it?
Like a man, sale and free, which is mathematically provable. Women, safe, believe, and feel, which are completely subjective. So I'm going to go with that.
That's fine. That's fine. But it's a tax write-off.
Of course. Of course, yeah.
It's a tax write-off. Because this suggests a whole new form of math where a woman might actually get 750 miles of Mr. Right, but only be taxed for 500.
I'll have to look into that.
It does. It suggests a whole new form of math.
Well, it's math from the female version.
Yeah.
Like, a dude is just like, okay, I don't know.
It is. It's a fucking whole different dimension.
This is insane, man. Holy crap.
What we're going to do now is calm things down, okay? We're going to calm things down a little bit.
Fuck it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the bounce. I can't afford that, but all right. This is real.
That's Brazilian, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say real.
Nice, bouncy, jiggly. She's happy.
Uh-huh.
Let's just take a step back.
She's not hating men, hating America, and calling all of us scumbags while wanting all kinds of free shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You need one of those. You got to have one of those. You can't just do things all the time.
Also, I think next week, Thursday, we're going to read another life.
Meanwhile, do that thing.
All right, everybody. We've been demonetized beyond all rhyme and reason. We're pulling in roughly 20 to 25% of what we used to in our heyday. We've been doing this for 19 years. I think we're in our 19th year now. 2 decades. I would really like to keep doing this. So any little bit you send in helps this thing go, helps us keep rolling along. Because there's a whole lot of guys out there who are lost in the goddamn sauce. They think they're out there alone and they're the only one this is happening to, and they're not. It's so goddamn common. You can't walk down the street and talk to a random guy and go, you know anybody who's been divorced? Or do you know anybody who's self-deleted? Most of the time, you're going to get yes on both accounts.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about this. I believe I'm the only comedian on the planet who attacks us on a regular basis. So please help us out. Boom, beer me. Let's go.
All right, then. Let's go to... This is it.
Go. Are you ready? Ready, set, go.
Turn that down. Okay. Turn that down so we don't get hammered.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. This is, I don't know why anybody would have to do this. I'm imagining this is some sort of an initiation thing.
All right. Well, I mean, okay. That's pretty good. I can't take away from it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
This shit is heavy too. That's heavy clothing because it protects you from heat.
Adding to her own weight with everything she puts on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that thing, the whole thing weighs about...
Freaking.
All right.
1, 2.
All right.
As a matter
of... That's really good.
That is good shit right there. I know the regiment would have done something like this if they had thought of it, where you have to put on all your mop gear and then do pull-ups.
I know. I mean, we just did a whole bunch of pull-ups before and after trial. We ran it.
It would have been with mop gear. And throw a flak on top of that.
Yeah, I could not do that. I'm cool with it.
Oh, my God. Back when we were 20, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Not today. No way.
No. I'd kind of just give you a funny look and waddle off.
Yeah. Can't do it.
That's not happening anymore. I'm sorry. And, where did it go? Oh, what is that doing there? That tab isn't even supposed to exist. Okay, there we go. This one, have you ever seen an avalanche? Yeah, I have seen both a snow avalanche and I have seen an actual rock avalanche. Neither is good. I don't want to be anywhere near either.
Uh-huh. Cannon. Yep. Oh, they're going to... All right. Here we go.
That's oh,
crap.
It's not Russian.
It's not.
It's a Slavic language just go up there going, wait, fuck. Ah!
They'll find your dead body in the spring, maybe, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Because that'll crush you, man.
But that's awesome.
No, I was, awesome. I saw an avalanche and it literally sheared, you know, 2.5 foot trees like they're nothing.
Like they're not even there. Yeah. Like I
literally
said,
just
snow.
So if you think like, I'll just stay at the bottom of a tree, I'll be okay. No, you won't. Snow is wet, it's even worse.
Hiding behind a rock face doesn't help either because that gets buried.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Try to stay away from avalanche areas. Do your best to stay away from avalanche areas.
Because they'll break it off in your ass.
It is one of Mother Nature's features that gives zero fucks, does not care. Pop and I were discussing interesting ways to have PT a moment ago with the girl on the fire ladder. You are an asshole.
Uh-huh.
You will get punished.
He's on fire. God, if I'm messy, I turn that down, man. You got to turn this music down.
This is a standard army punishment right here. This is absolutely something that somebody would. Okay, see the grate behind him? That's her into the grate.
Now, I myself never had. I've been chained to a lawnmower a few times.
Mm-hmm. I had to tan rocks. We had to turn the rocks over so they tan evenly.
Correct. I dig a dummy hole, live outside.
Yes.
Move your shit outside, you pig. Live in a tent.
Yeah, outside.
That's right. You smell. Live outside!
And the battalion got a female, I forget what she was, not the XO. But anyway, she started crying that was inhumane, and the battalion commander is, I'll put you out there too. And she shut up. Yeah, he had to sleep outside. They made him pitch a camp in the pitch a tent outside of the AHA.
Yeah.
Outside of the ASP.
I've seen that in the range. They actually preferred that than doing paperwork.
Yes.
Because paperwork lasts years and years. If I just like punish you, it's over in a day tops. And don't harp on shit. I'm like, all right, it's done. Fine.
It was also kind of a very strange badge of honor. Mm-hmm. You got your, because you knew as a private that you were going to try to fuck up again. Now, this is fucking crazy. The SWCs are the SEALs boat guys. We Florida Keys and pay money for it. But this is the real shit right here. Watch this crazy ass shit.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not doing that. I mean, if they're like, Pop, do that or we'll bust you, I would do it. But I would not. They don't have. All right, their shit must be in the boat.
Well, I like free fall. I've done free fall. Like, really,
yeah. See, that's just. No, thank you.
Chase your boat down, guys. Have a good time. Look at him jump, guys. You see the jump master at the end there?
Well, yeah, I don't know, man.
That was,
I mean,
I like free fall. I enjoyed it. I've got 5 jumps of free fall.
Yeah, I don't have any free fall.
But good. just civilian side. Went to an airfield where they had a free fall school. You go through the class, you go up, you jump.
Now, if I'd actually, if my Mr. Cock run through her, I would have been able to go to Halo and do some other cool schools at the 20th group. But I had to make the choice. Try to stay in my daughter's lives. You know, it would come down to the point where they'd be like,
oh, you're going to push a monkey. There he is.
Yeah, do it. How hard can it be?
Okay, fine. Free fall is actually a lot of fun. And hanging around, especially when Joe is doing shit.
That'll disappear.
It will disappear or something bad will happen to it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Stand by.
Oh no.
Soft cap.
Uh-huh. It was. It's gone now.
That is absolutely classic United States military right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that was fucked with and disappeared.
No, yes. my buddy Pete actually, he's got small feet for his size. I don't know what his problem is, what we're doing, but somebody had left a pair of almost brand new jungle boots out. He's just like, I wonder who left these jungle boots here. He looks at the size. Obviously, I did. And he just walks off with them. And I'm like, all right.
That's the way it works. Never left the Army system. It's not stealing.
Nope.
long as it stays.
I can't tell how many times when I was in the regiment.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my poncho's all fucked up. My Alpha Company's got their shit out there. I just walk out there, throw my fucked up poncho, take a good one off, go back to my barracks. Guy comes out, what the fuck?
More than once I've seen that happen. And once again, stayed in the system. It's not theft. We're all good here.
I mean, he could DX the equipment. He just got to fill out the paperwork.
And nobody wants to go down to CF.
You don't go to CIF.
Anyway, here's one that I am not fond of. I don't know how these guys do this. This is a big fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, except for the part where you just slingshot it off the deck. You see when he put his arm up?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering what he was... Oops.
Death.
Yeah. Death among them.
Yeah, death.
The idea of being slingshotted off the deck of an aircraft carrier for me is not something that I am at of a Ro-Ro, one of the big command ships. And they're made for it. There's a deck there for the helicopter. And that was bad enough.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Of the aircraft. You're looking down and all you see is that water and a little speck that's supposed to be a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're actually unpleasant. I don't like this.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Nobody's you're not going to die.
Now, this one is actually a historical thing, an aircraft carrier. This is actual footage. This is rare. This is a bit of a solemn moment, but.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this. This guy lands on the carrier and he's done. And they can't get him out of the carrier.
Yeah, he's the gunner.
Yeah, they tried to cut him out. This is the only recorded instance. Yeah.
That is absolutely heartbreaking.
I gave him a flyby, but yeah. Yep, buried with your plane at sea. That's the only recorded instance. They're apparently...
I bet you that bird that they landed was probably deadlined anyway.
Oh, God, it was toast.
Yeah.
It was torn to pieces.
Yeah, so they're like, look, we're gonna just push it off the side of the aircraft carrier anyway.
Yeah.
Just two for one here.
Yeah. But at least he got to go with his plane.
Those aircraft, there is no cover in there. You get hit, you are fucked.
No, uh-uh. Yeah, that's a no, uh-uh.
Yeah, because a lot of those, the Zeros, I think they had a couple of 20-millimeter cannons in there along with machine guns.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They were playing. Bro, you ain't knowing what you be thinking.
No. We could fight these. Nope. Yeah. Those things turned on a dime.
Yeah. Those are made by Mitsubishi, which is the same company that makes Mitsubishi cars.
No, I had no.
Anyway, let's lighten things back up a little bit here and go with this fella here.
All right, fellas, time to present to you.
Calm down.
Honey, I was just kidding. It was just a joke. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. That calm down. Yeah. Or when
does that work with them?
When they're bitching at you, like,
now I know what line comes next that creates that scream, because a Southern woman who is told to calm down will your heart
run or she's going to find a nice, pretty spot to bury you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now I do dangerous. They want peace, but won't study war. Can't have one with out the other.
Oh, sniper.
Here to the many until you become a terror to the few.
That's me in a nutshell right there.
Yep.
Play it one more time.
You cannot be a savior to the many until you become a terror to the few.
Yep. Absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct. And there are people out there, in daily life, from time to time, I happen to tell is that if you make them get off the couch that one last time, you are about to have a very seriously get exhilarating for a couple of microseconds.
Because you lived among them without becoming one. That balance, that's what makes you dangerous. You don't need to announce your quirks, what lasts and what ends now. So let them whisper. Let them rewrite the story to make themselves feel safer. Deep down, they know the truth, and it keeps them awake. And the most terrifying part, you're just getting started. They still think the story is over because you're standing still. They confuse silence with exhaust calculation. You're not resting, you're calibrating. Every step you take now is lighter. Not because the weight is gone, but because you learned how to distribute it. Pain taught you efficiency. Betrayal taught you pattern recognition. Loss taught you where not to invest your soul again. You didn't come back loud because revenge. Hell burned that impulse out of you. Down there, you learned that revenge is emotional debt. And you already...
Right there. Every dude that has got divorced or had their children taken away has gone through that exact same 19 years. I've talked to thousands upon thousands of guys.
Yeah.
So the PPO, they're getting divorced.
Yep.
Left the house with their shoes and their coat. Sometimes they weren't even allowed to take their car. That you can literally do anything.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
That I got pulled out of my home as a staff sergeant and placed in enlisted barracks. I was put in a 4x8 foot barracks room and allowed to take what I could carry with me.
Yep.
Which of course had to include my A and B bags. I had to take that. Mm-hmm. And then whatever else.
Know the process. Yeah. We have to do that to a couple guys as well.
Yep. Yeah. That's
it's the middle of the night.
That's pretty good, man.
Must be a Scottish cat.
No, I picked that one because that was fun. I know it's AI, but it's fucking
it
hilarious.
It is AI, but it's bad.
What are you going to do?
Hey, what are you going to do? I know what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Super Chats, Jimmy.
All right.
Oh, don't care what you got.
Oh, F yourself. Oh, no, sir. Oh, F yourself.
All right.
Alrighty, how we doing on the YouTubes? Got 430.
A little over half is good. A little over half is good.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. First one from Sharpshooter James, drop a 499, says Wheel of
Dude. And then we have to do the rest of the show, five shots down.
We are no longer We no longer have that and be like, oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, typically, like, if we're going to have, like, a drinking show, like, we'll let everyone know in the beginning, every time we do this, we're drinking.
Yeah.
There's, like, a couple, like, shows I do on the holidays where I usually have a big thing of whiskey, and I'm drinking my balls off. There you go.
Bolsheviks.
First, we're not worthy, and that comes from Ken Jade in 1090.
Jimmy,
you're coming in all garbled. What's going on,
Jimmy? You went into mumble land.
Hang on. How about now? Are we good?
There we go. Say that one all over again. First, we're not worthy of the night.
Ken J 1090 can't watch the whole show.
Asshole.
Fucking Murphy has definitely got his dick in the audio port.
It has been a Murphy night, man. It has been a Murphy night.
All righty. Let's see. Next one, we got JamKS8SX. Dropping $50. No comment, but thank you very much.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
We got to get Dave back on the show. I like Dave.
Yeah, but he's got a side gig. He's making money. What are you going to do?
He's doing things. Making money.
No problem. Sean St. George dropping $5 says, PT Torture. Had a couple of Joes be late. I made them do lunges with an OE 254 kit on their backs and carrying a log for a couple hundred meters.
The dead baby bag. Yeah.
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 So, Jimmy, is your headphones not working or something?
No, I'm good. I got everything. Okay. No, I think it was just a fucking hiccup. Microphone, Murphy.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, we did quite a bit of log PT for no reason at all other than there were logs in the company area.
I hate log PT.
Me too. But we didn't have any reason to do it except that there were logs there.
Yeah.
Pick I get up that it. Log, carry it over there, put it down.
Right.
Then carry that log and carry it back and over there.
Do a bunch of push-ups with this log.
Sit-ups with the log, put it over your head, turn around. I hate it.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Next one, Alex
Patino here dropping $5 says usually the cap that gets disappeared through a mortar or cannon it belongs to a new second lieutenant.
Often the case,
or you just draw a penis on everything he owns.
Often the case, we felt alert that morning at 03. So when he came in to put his helmet on, he nearly knocked himself unconscious. The commander was simultaneously extreme.
Nice.
Anyway, sir, funny.
Planes were here dropping $5 says for the Redonkulous Range Day.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah. All right. Jump over to the Rumble side of things. I don't know. Are we going to be in the mood for a killery tonight? I think so.
Uh-oh.
I hate that one.
Just because I'm a dick.
Can't stand that bitch, man. She's evil cunt.
Yeah. Not good, bad.
Nope. All right. First one comes from Mando. Says Pop needed to pop the big mic out of his mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Jerry Conway coming in says, I hope you guys talk about the state of the... Who? What?
You're like hitting your microphone. It sounds like you're... Like,
yeah, there's a lot of clickety-clickety.
Sound like you're beating off back there. What's going on,
man? Ah, that's why.
All right, next one.
There we go.
Mumbling again.
More mumbling.
More mumbling, Jimmy. I think we're having a technical problem here.
Jimmy, are we having a technical problem? The microphone in your ass.
You don't have to worry about that, man.
Okay.
Let's go.
Fuck off, Murphy. Let's see. Jerry Conway again. Steve Barracuda. Pop loves talking into the big black big mic.
Come on, man.
That's why mine is...
It's my Howard Cosell headphones. Come on.
That's why my microphone is small and silver. Yeah. Mando again says, what do you want to bet that the 304s from the Wheel of Woe are looking forward to being picked up by the whore-iness?
Well, typically people like that in a war zone don't last long.
Whore-eens, my bad.
Yeah. they don't last long.
Mm-mm. Nope. 68 Barracuda, this Guadalajara non-MILF was laughing and smiling. People are being fucking murdered. That bitch looks like an iguana.
No, she doesn't. They don't. What you're missing here is they don't understand. She genuinely doesn't understand that she's in danger.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's on the news or in a movie.
Well, she'll think she's in danger if she's in a room full of white.
So let's go.
Let's see. Mando again says, Pop, for your game idea of the Wheel of Woe, you could call it Slottery. Always got some quips and comebacks and all that. Tomahawk drop a 20 says, stuck working late tonight. These TikToks are absolute gold. Thanks for making my evening not suck so bad.
I think we Jumper started note. Something there.
Pop Sinatra. What the fuck's that about?
Pop Sinatra.
And he can't be stopped when he sees it a shot. He don't put Pringles in the can, he puts poop. He puts poop and sends them out. It's full of crap, but he don't give a hoot. If it looks like he's got a way of doing business, a funny kind of job, receive a surprise. Pop sent you a Pringles can full of poop. With a push, he did plop.
Hey.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 68 Barracuda again says another item to
add. Oh, that's actually, I'll go over here to the Wheel of Woe screen. That's the thing, haunted by the way. Woe. We're going to do a live presentation of changing the Wheel of Woe. Which one should we use? Loser, smoker, overeater, camping the finish line, overpickyitis. Overpickyitis is also mentioned over there. So let's put.
Okay, haunted wolf. It changed.
There you go. We have a live action change to the Wheels of Woe.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Boom. Halber 86 dropping 20 says, I got my happy helmet on too.
There you go.
All right.
Lower lips syndrome. I keep telling people if it bleeds, it misleads. Also, if you trade a Pringles can for a liberal female, you lost that deal. Peace and guns all day.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a Tinder account when you're in a relationship.
Well, oh, when you're married.
Yep.
That's the point. 10 years married.
Know what that feels like. Oh, you lame lying hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And a second one regarding Bonnie Blue. That's evacuated from the country.
All right, good.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
All right, 60 Barracuda's got a couple in a row. Marriage Wait. Counseling.
Catch me if you can, Bonnie Jet Blue.
Nothing beats a Jet Blue vacation. All right, 60 Barracuda's got a couple. Marriage counseling is a Bolsheviksville ritual of humiliation. Also, that yeah. sonogram tech is going to need more than a mask to prevent the fleas from jumping in onto him.
Oh, good point. Good point. Mm-hmm. That is, yeah.
And melon balls, melon scooper transformers.
No, actual electrical transformers.
Yeah.
I've seen those things go
like,
up.
It was like 2 weeks ago when I was leaving work, I saw a couple of.
That's a good question.
I don't know. All I know is they need to be put down.
Yes. And Mando coming back says, Pop, at this point, do you think we need to be visible fashion asteroid?
Asteroid.
My money's asteroid. On asteroids.
Now, I understand all those references because I watch sci-fi, but yeah, it's a Vorlon. Vorlon. Right. From Babylon 5.
Mm-hmm. And 68 Barracuda, a couple in a row, says the final stage in a dress has got to be a skit or a troll. Goring and Hoover copycats.
Yeah. Both of those dudes were cross-dressers, so yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. And Barracuda again says, dead deer? Well, silence construes consent. It wasn't rapé.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barracuda, bestiality, necrophilia. Well, Your Honor, I thought the deer was alive when I was booking it.
Wow.
That's just disgraceful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's more than you know, basically turned into a eunuch.
Yeah.
Yep. Jackal coming in says, rewatch Dr. Jekyll and Miss Hyde. Now the hatred has been reinvigorated, Box, but that driver chick probably needed her box probed.
Icky. Or she was trying to set up a probing by texting and she crashed her car.
Yeah. Icky.
Yeah. Shooter 130 drop of five says you can take pictures.
Take pictures and then you take a piss, put them all back and you're out and you research later.
Yeah. Gentlemen, keep going. My back eye teeth are floating. I'll be back in just a second.
Roger that. Keep Cut going. Up.
Got Lecoq coming in says,
like, oh no, it's because I'm filming. I'm like, oh my God, you're stupid.
Jack will come back, says there's already a form of math that you can call ho math. Man will come back, says they do control avalanches to limit uncontrolled ones during ski season, or so I've been told. Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Barracuda again says, oh, I heard that Justin Trudeau is Eskimo Brothers with Orlando Bloom and Russell Brand now.
I don't know, man. But that woman she's been around. Bolshevik Brigade. Wow. That's pretty good.
Let's see. Professor Blake Pooh Ass Blaster 3000 coming in says, hey, a little more pepper in the salt there, Pop.
Hey. Stop. It's white. My hair is white, goddammit. I have to dye it. I just haven't got around to it yet.
The captain of the sea.
About time.
The poop that came from me. I'd rather steer us to debauchery.
The buttfuck Bolshevik Brigade.
Yeah,
that's kind of describes it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It always starts that way, but they're the first ones to go into the unmarked trenches.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, wish I can never see. Wish I can unsee that video.
So it was, yep.
And Amanda's, yeah. Amanda coming back.
I didn't want to remember that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Amanda coming back says, bit of trivia for you, Pop. The Typhoon. Do you know how they got the blaster sounds?
It's a cable from a radio tower.
Yep, they just smacked it with a wrench.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And also, the Millennium Falcon's engines are the malfunctioning air conditioner in George Lucas.
Okay,
that was not English.
It's all right. It's all right. People are drinking. Man. Things happen.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm drinking, and I'm a dyslexicist myself. So. Let's see. Tantal Moon 80, he gifted a subscription to Redonkulous.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And let's see. I believe, Cliff, I did take the dick out of my mouth. Hopefully it doesn't. Damn it.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Alucard, he's requesting a singing Pop. But you know what? I'm going to be nice to you, Pop, because we already saw the demon deer horns. So here's the Russian Pop.
All right,
Jackal, Bolsheviks, don't argue with people, especially over the internet. It's like the Special Olympics. You can win, but you're still retarded. Look up the word heuristic.
Yep. All right.
And he has been some. 68 Barracuda has an idea. Hey, Billy Von Baum, we need a Killary and Hanoi Jane duet pole dance.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I will hunt you down.
Oh,
I'm going to force a timeline cleanse. Stand by just a second. Okay, here we go.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Are cleaner now. Right. Carry on.
Move along.
All right. Mando, of course, he's got to get his jabs in. Jimbo, get out of the cornfield. The mic is not your mouth.
Dang, Jimmy.
Hey, man, I can say this. That was the most fun 45 minutes in a cornfield I've ever had in my life. So.
All right. Move along. Move along. Next all one. Right.
Mighty Mouse Malibu dropping five says, that TBM getting pushed over the deck with the poor gunner trapped in it is hard to watch. Godspeed, bro.
By the way, was deceased when the aircraft hit the deck.
Yeah, so. He was long dead. Yeah.
Yep. But the good work, gents. Thank beer money much. On me tonight. You. Love you guys. No homo.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Hooliganism dropping two says, speaking of Bonnie Blue, it's a shame we can't fly the Bonnie Blue flag for fear it's confused with the Smalley flag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to fly any flags. Fuck them. They're weird. Next.
Halbert 86 dropping another. There you go. Tantalum 180 says, the way I hear it, gifted subs earn y'all the most by ratio, and the regiment gets the red rash for the month. 200 likes, and I'll gift another.
All right, cool. Thank you.
There you go. And Mighty Mouse Malibu again says, the Millennium Falcon Lightspeed Hyperdrive failing to engage sound is an aircraft inertia starter. Look it up, bastards, because we always do.
Did you hit MGTOW yet?
Not yet. I was just double checking on the YouTube. We're all good over there. And $50. So while that is loading up, fucking words are hard, bud. You get one of these.
Thanks for getting me some beers.
Still, we're lit in 2012. Purple Prose. The drugged parrot pelted the village like a hellish rain of feathered fanny packs stuffed with claws and porridge, rendering. That is an interesting sentence.
Oh, I think they wrote it like that to try to get you to stumble up.
Yeah, it's all right. So you've got Dark Mad Dog coming in, says, Thought Thursday story. The psychoeducator with full German build, not obese, just perfect, used to hide her boobs with vest in the first year while she was there. After wiping her ass, think leggings and strapless bras. The moment my wife melted and she had a meeting to she has a meeting to stop the bus, to stop the bus walk our time. He continues here. The cunt intervened. I took her hands and told something so lovingly. She physically relaxed. It is where the E cunt said it was too intimate. After 10 out of 10 separation, anxiety and resignation. Fucking cunt. Ah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Check those out next Thursday. Hell yeah. Thank you. And MGTOW Ronan says, evening, gents. With you guys, the best has
to be in extreme danger, and they're going to have to be engaged. Period.
Look, everything goes in cycles. These cartels have had a good run.
Yep.
Okay. The cycle is coming to an end. And
I would.
No, that's it. That's my answer. No.
I would write up and you promise to vote Republican or against all the stupid.
Nope. Jimmy, I'm going to pull you up short. I'm going to pull you up by the short hairs right now. No homo. we'll come get you, but we're repealing the 19th. You're done.
You're done.
I like that idea.
Next one.
All right. Over on the Odyssey side, we got 8 people watching over there. Itchy Twitchy is rocking 4, and the Twatter Sphere has. All right. And Crash DJ with 5 says, by the way, Pop, got to say thanks. You gave me some good advice via emails involving pew pew selections and purchases under.
Not here to lie to anybody.
Yep. And last one on the Rumble from 2 or from Hooliganism for 2 says, sneaking down the alley with Sally. And you get a bender over the dumb cumster.
Foolish mortals.
And it looks like no others on the YouTube side, so I think we're ready for some cash apps there, Pop.
Let me see if we got any. I don't know. I don't think we have any tonight.
Really?
Oh, hang on. I could be wrong. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got some. Hang on.
There you go.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Okay, we've got... Michael Ripley, $22. Grenada. Huh? That was before my time, but my platoon sergeant Greenway was there. He was my platoon sergeant when we jumped into Panama, and then he became the regimental sergeant major. The dude's a fucking machine. Samantha Batchelor for $100, keeping the laughs coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for your support.
Bastards.
Hey, no we problem. Will, bastard.
We got HKC Bolsheviks.
Bolsheviks, indeed.
Matthew Ledick Hager, Chest Sarge. Keep up the great work.
Hoorah, brother. Yeah. Thank you.
$50, get you one of these.
Thanks for your continued support.
Seen telling a woman calm down work. No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't work.
No, but
yeah. Bless your heart.
I'm calling foul.
Yeah. No, God damn it. That's fucking accurate.
Yes. We got another $2 from Boss. You usually end up where you found them. Wiseman said.
Wow.
Doesn't look like it. Nothing on Rumble. And we are all clear on the YouTube side. So
all right.
Good for the night. The Chicken Assassin Dwarf.
Gosh, guys, it's a Thursday night. I don't have a whole lot to say. We had a whole bunch more videos we could have gone through, but we always do. We have a whole catalog of that shit now. But as always, if you find anything interesting, chuck it our way.
Fucked up but funny submissions.
Yes. Might take a minute to get to the show, but
I did see one video on Twitter. I think a couple of the guys in the regiment tagged you in a pop. Mm-hmm. A 14-year-old tried to bench press over. I was like, okay, this, what is this? Yeah, it's hard to tell because it's not. If it's
Jimmy,
but it doesn't look good.
Pop knows what I'm talking about.
Yep,
I have seen a flail chest from a roadside guardrail impact.
Yeah, that's bad.
Flail chest. Bad.
Everybody, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and swim. Not going to work out for you. If you absolutely must fornicate, wear a condom, take it with you, or flush it down the toilet. Watch go all 1 year, depending upon the state you are in. Rack up, pack up, and stack up. There's safety in numbers. Roll deep, especially in today's environment, because shit's going to be attacked. Something in your environment will have changed. It's up to you to see it. And last but not least, I'm sick and tired of throwing you dudes in the dirt because you're taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Play the goddamn long game. You have no idea what tomorrow holds, and it can literally change on a dime. You need to stay in the fight. And if everything else fails, live out of motherfucking spite. And always remember Uncle Pop is here cheering for you for all of your victories, even the ones you can never tell anyone about. Boom, beer me. All right.
All right. And, of course, you guys know where to go to get the swag, man. Gotta hit up the merch store. Bolshevik stuff, man. Rocks glasses and pint glasses back in stock, man.
Nice.
Get you all that. And last week it was spoiled just a little bit, but.
Oh, yeah.
You can get yourself your own happy helmet, everybody.
There you go.
Baseball cap, the dad cap. Come on. With the patented strap right there, you know, the lock and strap. Get you a snapback. Get you a beanie because, you know, it's still kind of cold depending
on your, for your weenie
happy helmet hat. Get you a Bolsheviks glass and a drink. And I'm not sure if this was wanted to be made public quickly this time and unfuck things. Still got to do some unfucking of the social medias and all that, but to the one or two friends that we do have at YouTube and you do watch us and like us, reach out and get in contact with us, please, because this is the second time shit's getting real, and well, yeah. So, just saying, just putting it out there. So, to the two friends we do have at YouTube, reach out to us, please, so we can get in contact with you guys, so we can hopefully not have this shit happen again.
Yep.
Anyways, all right. Movie stream this weekend, right, Pop?
A Pack of the Ellipse Now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a director's cut. It's a 3 hour long thing.
Starting an hour early, too. Yeah, so,
starting an hour early. It's freaking the 26th today. My brain is going, it's got another week to go yet, but no, it does not.
I was living on cloud nine this month.
There you go.
So, but anyways, for the supporters, we'll see you on Sunday for a 3 hour Apocalypse Now.
Hell yeah.
Because we love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Someday this war is going to end.
No, it's not.
All right.
What is going to end is this stream right now. Take it easy, everybody.
Fuck off!